This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Well, with the midterm elections looming just around the corner, VPR is homing in on some of the more compelling statewide elections in specific parts of Vermont. And today we're speaking with reporter John Flowers of the Addison Independent. John, thanks for being with us.
Sure thing.
Now, it looks like the biggest race to watch in your region features six candidates for two state Senate seats that are up for grabs, and that's a pretty tough game of musical chairs for at least four of those candidates. Can you break down that race for us?
Yes. So a lot of the interest in this race has been spurred by the retirement of Senator Claire Eyre, an Addison Democrat. She chose not to run for re-election after 16 years in the state's highest chamber. And she also leaves as the current chair of the Senate Health and Welfare Committee, a very important position. Incumbent Senator Chris Bray, a New Haven Democrat, is seeking his fourth term. He currently chairs the Senate Natural Resources and Energy Committee and also serves on the Education Committee. He is facing some stiff opposition this year, including from a fellow Democrat, Ruth Hardy. She has held several school board positions here in the Middlebury area, is a very active campaigner, and is in fact leads everyone in the fundraising department. A Republican, Peter Briggs, an Addison farmer, vice chair of the Addison Select Board, is also in the race. And then two independents, Marie Audette, who is co-owner of the Blue Spruce Farm in Bridport, and Paul Ralston, who is the CEO and founder of Vermont Coffee in Middlebury. They're running as a team. Ralston is known in these circles as being a pro-business person. Many people might remember him as a former member of the Vermont House representing Middlebury. And Marie Audette has the ear of the agricultural community, which is considerable in this county. And then the sixth candidate in this race is Archie Flower, no relation, a libertarian from New Haven.
And John, how does this usually break down in the region here? Is this a more Democratic-leaning region, or is it more Republican, or does anybody have a shot at this, you think?
Addison County legislative contingent has certainly trended blue, I would say, for the past 20 years. The last time the Republicans, I think, held a majority of the seats here was in 2000 around the Civil Unions debate and vote, and now it is pretty solidly Democrat, although there are still some definite areas where Republicans are a majority. That would include the Addison 3 House District. The current incumbent running in that district is Diane Lanfer. She's a member of the House Appropriations Committee. She is joined in the race with Matt Barong, a Vergennes Democrat. People might know him as a restaurant owner in Vergennes. And it looked like they were going to get a free pass in terms of getting those both those seats. However, Warren Van Wyk, the incumbent there who had told everyone he was not going to seek re-election and didn't file his paperwork by deadline, he decided to mount a write-in campaign, which was successful. He thus will appear on the general election ballot. And that Addison 3 district has traditionally gone for Republicans, with Diane Lanfer being the one very notable exception.
And keeping with the House district races here, the Addison 4 district has a pretty interesting House race. Is that right?
That is true. The liveliness of it is in part being driven by the retirement of longtime Addison 4 Representative Dave Sharp, a Democrat from Bristol. His Republican colleague, Fred Baser, is running for re-election, was the top vote-getter in the election a couple years ago. He is joined on the Republican side by Valerie Mullen of Moncton, and they are being opposed by two Democrats, one being Caleb Elder of Starksboro. He's in the renewable energy field, and Mary Cordes, a Democrat from Lincoln, a longtime registered nurse, very active in union activities. She was the top vote getter in a Democrat primary, and we'll see where this goes.
And finally, John, the incumbent county sheriff, Donald Keeler, is stepping down. Who's vying to take his place? How's that race shaping up?
Two candidates are vying to get that position. The person who was endorsed by Don Keeler is Peter Newton, a Democrat from Middlebury. He's a current lieutenant with the department. And then he's being challenged by independent Kevin Gibbs. He's a former police chief in Bristol, running as an independent.
John Flowers is a reporter with the Addison Independent. Thank you so much for the time, John.
Thank you.